What still amazes me about Casa Bonita is that it has remained in the same level of decrepitude that it has when I went there 20 years ago, which is actually really hard to do because it should be breaking down more. It's not. They're maintaining it, but they're maintaining it kind of shitty. So it looks exactly the fucking same as it did 20 years ago, and that is hard to do. Trunk full of swords also.
So I imagine that what Ross said was, oh, that sounds cool. And you're like, should I bring everything I own in and show you? And he's like, I don't know, maybe. Well, and you're like, okay.
So I everybody knows that I do sword fighting. Sit song.
Kyle.
Everybody knows I do sword fighting. And we were talking about it. He was like, well, so like, what exactly do you do? Like, he actually did. So, well, I'll show you a video from like the other day. And he was watching the videos. He was actually paying attention to the videos I was showing as opposed to like half watching the videos like people normally do. So I was like, okay. So maybe he gives a shit. Hi, Ross, if you're listening, by the way.
Yeah, he might be our only listener.
And then I mentioned, and then I just dropped my, he's like, you know, I could, I said, oh, it's a bummer. I didn't bring him today because Joe's here in the office. We could have done a fight. I could have showed you how it worked. Because then he was asking, well, so what do you do for the demonstrations? I said, well, we do the choreograph stuff. So like, do you have it all planned out? How do you know? Like, he was actually asking questions. He seemed to give a shit. I'm usually not that pushy. And I said, well, I could bring the stuff tomorrow if you want to take a look at it. He's like, oh, yeah, that'd be awesome. I want to hold one. He's like, okay, I'll bring something for you to put your hands on. And then Tyler was
little
like,
did
well,
Ross
I want to.
Know.
Well, we could hit each other with the sticks. I was like, I'll bring a couple sticks, too. So I've got a couple of sticks. I'm like, hey, Tyler.
So at some point today during work, Tyler and Ross, a guy from UK and a dude who I would not trust with an actual weapon, are going to be battling each other, presumably in the parking lot.
I don't know who's going to be battling whom, but yes.
You mean who's going to be battling what?
What's going to be battling where?
Okay, there we go. That seems right.
And an Amy in the back.
Hello.
She's quiet.
Amy has a... We found... Okay, so you might have known this already exists because you seem to know everything that's happening. But there
is money.
So you just said, sit, suck, give us money.
No.
Okay. He meant maybe highball? I actually don't want to assume what you meant.
I mean, what do we keep dropping highball's names? And they haven't given us any money yet.
Yeah, because nobody listens, except for your mom.
Fair.
Hi, Kendrick's mom. So we went to... Amy had a mission last night that was to... That's probably going to be a really annoying sound. To get...
Lovecraftian.
Cupcakes, right?
Cupcakes.
So, I was like, I know that I've seen a few cupcake places around, and I threw her a Google search without, like, looking at it, and I was like, which one of these ones should
we Did you throw it like Michael Jackson throws his hat? Just
kind of, I, like, copy-pasted it to a little bit.
Can we just pretend like you threw it like Michael Jackson throws his hat and Walker?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she picked this one bakery, like, what, do you remember what the name was, Amy? Like...
Rhinelander.
Yeah, Rhinelander Bakery in our Ulta,
Nevada. Oh, fuck yeah. I love Rhinelander Bakery.
See, that's why I was like, you knew about it already. But
the German bakery is the bomb diggity.
These cupcakes are crazy looking. Like, they have, like, a ton of frosting on them.
Oh,
and
really?
Yeah, they're, like, maybe the size of, the diameter of, like, a baseball or a little bigger.
Yeah.
But the frosting is about 2 inches, and it's, like, everywhere. But it's... It's seemingly good frosting. It's not just
I think they do pretty good
crap sugar frosting.
Yeah,
it's like cream cheese frosting.
They do like a cream cheese frosting more than a buttercream.
Yeah. Well, they had like a cream cheese one on their carrot cake, and they had like the German chocolate frosting, right?
Oh, man.
And they had like a salted caramel brownie.
Dude, I love that place so much.
They had strudel there too, and I wanted to get some.
Their strudel is like the most German strudel you'll find in Colorado. At least that I've found.
And I know a place now I can go to get an emergency well-made carrot cake if I ever need to, fucking murder myself on carrot cake.
So the Rhinelander Bakery, I'll just shill for, because that place has been open for, like, decades.
Mm-hmm.
It was started by some immigrants, like, first wave German, like, they grew up in Germany. They moved here, and, like, we need more German food, so they made a bakery, and then they've just been maintaining it. So it's, like, it is legit. My sister and my mom will go there when they're around sometimes. It used to be whenever she was in town. Now she lives here for a bit. It's not as big a thing. But we'd often go have lunch at Yak and Yeti. And then we go to the Rhinelander Bakery. And there's a meal service where we'd stop by.
Yeah,
like, we do that thing right there. But that place has, like, some of the most authentically German stuff to the point that my sister could get, like, a taste of her second home when we were there. And they have this honey, I forget what it is. There's a honey roll of some kind. It it's almost the same thing, but it's very much traditionally correct, but there's a lot of regional variance, so it's wrong. It's not the one that my sister and my mom are used to from Western Germany, but it's a style that's more common in, I think, Southern Germany. So okay. It's the kind of thing where, like, some people like the center creamy, some people like the outside crispy, so, like, there's, like, different variances within the country. So it's very much accurate, it's just not accurate to the region that they want. It's very funny to me. But anyway. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so... that
good coffee, too.
I wanted to try some. They had, like, so many flavorings.
Yeah, they have a damn good espresso, and they do good stuff with it, so...
What did you think of that place, Amy?
It was overwhelming, but really entertaining.
It is overwhelming.
Yeah, I almost got, like a sugar coma just, like, walking
in. Yeah, walking in, you're just like...
Oh, my God. Like,
yeah, it's...
Everything smells wonderful. Yeah. There's, like... billions of different desserts that I like didn't know that you needed.
And there's like, and then they're a little, they're not pushy, but they're very attentive. So they're like,
oh, yeah,
something
yeah.
Like, I don't even know.
And then they constantly keep saying, like, take your time. And you're like, I can't, okay, cool. Like,
yeah.
And so they have, if you go in there, you should go in there if you're listening to this.
If you're in Colorado, go there. It's an old town Arvada.
You should vote because they're in this contest for one of the greatest bakeries in America or whatever.
It's the greatest bakery.
So go in there and, you know, buy a cupcake or get some strudel or get some coffee or, you know, and buy and
They have seriously some of the best espresso, like top tier espresso in that place. That's just hiding. They use legit stuff. I'm impressed every time. I was like, oh, I'll have a, you know, I'll just have a latte. And I'm like, fuck, this is good.
It looks like a legit bakery too. Like, and that seems silly to say, but because I don't often go into specific bakery places, right? Yeah. Like, it's either donut shops, which have that kind of like back end middle manufacturing style feel, where it's like a lot of metal.
Yeah.
Because you're frying things and letting them dry on racks.
And you want to fry large quantities, which means you have a lot of metal.
And you have giant machines that stuff stuffing into other stuff.
Because everything has to be, I mean, you can't, handmade donuts are good, but it's a lot better usually to get the process made, right?
It's like a different process than the other place where I was going to say I go, which is like King Soopers and things like that.
Yeah,
like,
which you don't see the bakery.
Not really. You see like part of some of it, and then you don't really see like anything else unless you take your time and stand there and look. But they don't position their goods in such a way that you want to look at the back end. They position it so you are looking at the rest of the store.
And this place, this whole place is like, what, 3/4 of it is bakery, and then there's a little standing here, and you get to walk in, and you're like, wow.
You it's a little small, and you're like, okay, cool, like, this is tiny, but then you look at the back, and it's like, holy shit, there's baking stuff everywhere. But,
sorry.
It's like the Denmark bakery that is in our Littleton somewhere. I can't remember where it is, but it's the one that, Danish bakery, they make... like handmade Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
And it's really good. And they have such delicious stuff all the time. But I want to go back there because they have like a pecan, a nut roll, basically.
Yeah.
And those are my favorite.
See, I like cultural bakeries like that where someone has like put their fucking flag in there and like, we're going to do the thing, because it seems like it carries a certain amount of respect for the quality of it that doesn't fall apart over years. Like, oh, we got to be a traditional German bakery. It doesn't like gradually become shit. It stays as this thing because there's a pride behind it, you know? So they're like, well, we've got to maintain this quality because fucking
I would say
Vaterland.
Though that there's not any kind of non-dessert stuff. Like, you shouldn't expect like Käsebrot or any of that like kind of other German bakery
stuff.
Yeah, this
place is definitely more of a sweet than savory.
It's sweet. Yeah. And so that's cool. I'm sure there's other places
What is it? The Golden Boar? I don't remember what it's called. There's a Golden something or other on Wadsworth that's a European restaurant. Kevin's told us about it. Hi, Kevin. It's a German restaurant, or a European restaurant. And I think it's heavily German-inspired food. And apparently it's really good. I just have never been up there. I think I might have been there like 15 years ago, because I vaguely remember driving down to town, air quotes, to go to lunch somewhere. And then I think we went there.
I feel like that's how I define any place I can't remember. Like,
well, when you grow up outside town,
yeah, no,
it's
no.
Like, yeah.
Anyway. When people drive me into the city and then we go somewhere, and I'm like, I don't know where we are, but then I'll be like, isn't this where we were that one time when I'm an adult?
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, I think I know where we're at, and it's like, nope, you're wrong. I didn't realize that fucking Casa Bonita was like
right by my house.
Right by your house. I thought it was actually in Aurora somewhere.
It's funny how you give a weird idea of where that is depending on where you grew up.
Yeah, like, I was 100% convinced that Casa Bonita was down by the old, what the fuck was it called?
It's that old mall?
Yeah, there's an old mall over there in Aurora.
Yep.
They didn't used to be there? So you knew exactly what I was talking about. Yeah. How?
Because I understand you.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I mean, it's not. It's been the same place for 30 years. Or 40
That's
years.
Crazy. And I was like, but man, I wish you'd go because it's so close. But then I was like, I don't really know if I want to go to Casa Bonita.
I've been there twice in the last 10 years, I think. Twice or three times. Because someone...
When was the most recent visit?
A couple years ago.
Okay.
A friend of mine from college was in town. Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie. I really doubt you're listening to this. She's an eccentric. She still lives in CB, I think.
She's an eccentric.
I'll tell that to her face.
I don't know what that means.
she's odd. She's a little bit of a strange one. For example, she still lives in CB. And, okay.
That's Crested Butte for all the people who don't really know what the fuck Kendrick's talking about.
It doesn't matter. She was actually one of Corwin's friends, and then I kind of got to know her as well. So she invited me to her birthday party because I live right there. And I actually invited some people to come crash at my house if they didn't want to. It is a long story. But. No, she didn't stay at my house.
This seems relevant.
Anyway, the whole point is she wanted to do that because she was having like a.
Midlife crisis.
Not a midlife, but like wanted to have a childish birthday party. That was her thing. Like, fuck it, I want to have a kid's birthday party. It's like, okay. Or something to that effect. It's been a couple years, like I said. But, so I actually met a whole bunch of people from college I haven't seen in a long time. We hung out at Casa Bonita. And what still amazes me about Casa Bonita is that it has remained in the same level of decrepitude that it has when I went there 20 years ago. Which is actually really hard to do because it should be breaking down more. It's not. They're maintaining it, but they're maintaining it kind of shitty. So it looks exactly the fucking same as it did 20 years ago. And that is hard to do.
I was going to say, maybe, like, we just keep missing the times they repair stuff, but then you're like, maybe then it would be inequally
right? But no, it's like lost in time. It is a permanent fixture in the universe. I will weep the day it closes. Openly.
Yeah, maybe we should go again.
It might be good to swing by. Now, you got to remember... It's garbage.
No, I know. I don't want to go because I want a great dining experience. Maybe we'll go visit, not really eat anything.
If you went as a kid, no, you have to eat something. They won't let you in unless you buy food.
No. I mean, but, that's what I mean. Like,
no,
eat, but not.
No, the whole point is to eat, regret, have a stomach ache, stuff yourself with sopapillas, buy an overpriced margarita because you're an adult now.
Yeah.
Wander around, look at the kid vomit in Black Bart's cave. You know, they're... The experience is still there.
Black Bart's cave big enough to have an adult in it?
You can squeeze through it.
Okay.
At this point, I'll be honest, when I was there last, it was probably 60, 70% kids and 30, 40% adults.
That's what I'm legit worried about.
Adults reliving their childhood. Because it's been going so long that people now have the relationship that we have with it.
I have PTSD from the Shedd Aquarium, so like I can't go anywhere that like has
50%
children.
It's not like, okay. It's not nowhere near the level of packedness there because they're all still theoretically associated with a table. But when you go with somewhere, there's children there. They're not like the
it's
Shedd.
Like, it's like a Red that Robin was, on a Saturday night when everyone's like, let's go eat after the soccer game. Where it's not inundated with children, but there's enough there that you're like regretting your decision.
It's not necessarily that. It's more like you feel uncomfortable saying the word fuck.
I never feel uncomfortable saying that word.
Okay.
How am I supposed to explain to children how they were made?
You should not be talking to children.
I feel like I need to.
As a rule?
It's my mission.
As a rule?
To decriminalize sexuality.
I don't... Okay. Fair
enough. What I really wanted to say, though, was that if you haven't really visited Old Town Arvada...
Oh, man.
In the last, like, you know, 2 years or so, mm-hmm. you should check it out. There's some... it's like a legit, thriving, small, Old Town-style, New Town community there.
Yeah,
there's a lot of adjectives, but
it's not inaccurate. We got there.
Because there's like 3 or 4 breweries, I think. There's
one of which is also an Indian restaurant.
Yeah, and there's the you run the gambit from to what are you pointing at?
Sorry, that jacked up truck had a U.S. Department of Transportation number on the side.
Yeah, because he's like gonna fuck your shit up.
But like, what does it do?
It drives. That's what all the CDOT cars do. They just drive on the road.
But I don't understand. That's like a corporate-owned truck, then, for corporate things, and it's just a jacked-up piece-of-shit truck. Like, anyway, sorry. Old Town Arvada, it's nice. Breweries. Go on.
And there's, like, anything from the gambit to, like, $2 scoop places to like really fancy restaurants, which I think is a really good spread for an old town. It's like,
oh, never mind. This guy's like, this bus was like, I'm just gonna kind of enter the highway at 40.
Well, yeah, it's their prerogative. They're bigger than you.
They don't fucking care.
Yeah, they don't either.
No, nobody cares. That's the reason why I just gunned it.
Gun it, Chewy.
Punch it, Chewy.
Gun it, Chewy.
Punch it.
Gun them down, Chewy.
Yeah, I don't think he ever said that.
He said, Chewy.
Disregardlessly.
Those vagrants need to be gunned down. It is your duty. Gun them down.
I don't think any of that happened.
That's what Han Solo said.
What movie are you watching?
I don't know.
You're watching your own...
unreleased, extended, super extra secret cut.
Yeah, it's the one that George Kyle's Lucas remade in his head. No. No, that's just the regular super
Batman vs. Superman.
Joe was talking about how he watched that movie the other day and it was terrible. And I was like,
yeah,
I don't know. Watch the extended version. It's not as terrible.
There's more of it.
Anyway. I said not as terrible. I didn't say it wasn't terrible.
Anyway, you're talking about Old Town.
No, I just wanted to prop that because if you haven't been down to Old Town, you should check it out because there's some cool stuff down there.
Batman vs. Superman was unilaterally terrible, though. Like,
I want to watch it again, kind of. Every time someone tells me that something was unilaterally terrible or
that's
it was
the wrong
worst
word,
movie ever,
that's why it's
funny
to use it. That is not the right word for that, by the
or
way.
Or, like,
I'm being ironic.
It's nobody should watch it. So I have this problem when people are talking about Magic the Gathering decks, too. Because some people... So I'm in the mindset that if there's a card, there's a use for it, right?
Sure.
And some people are like, it's garbage, never play it. And I'm there's going to be a situation that it could be cool in. Like, maybe it's not the best card ever, but not
like
every card is garbage.
There's all those cards, you're like, wow, this is a really specific card. And then you see this, oh, this is the situation, I need that card, and boom.
Yeah, so, like, I'm in the mindset, I guess, of, like, saying, like, every movie has a purpose, right? You could watch, like Flesh Gordon. The purpose for that movie for us is to watch it and laugh. Like, it's not to get turned on.
That's not what it was made for.
I know, but that doesn't, those things are mutually exclusive.
And for the record, when I said that it is unilaterally terrible, that means that unilaterally means I individually decided it with no oversight. That's the whole point of that word.
I don't,
it was a joke.
It wasn't me getting on unilateral. Okay. It was just me getting on the, like, thing that was like.
No, the whole joke is that I just stated it's terrible. Out of nowhere, like, I just decided that.
Oh, no, you guys definitely hated that movie.
No, and I absolutely do.
Okay. I assumed you meant the scope was amongst our friend group. It was
No. The unilateral is that I just decreed it. The reason I hate that movie is that it had a lot of promise, and it had a lot of things right, and the things that it fucked up, it shouldn't have. That's the part that pisses me off. Because I actually like Batman in that movie, Batfleck. I think he's one of the better Batmans.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
I like how Ben Affleck portrays both Bruce Wayne and Batman. I'm excited. I'm hoping to get, like, a Batman Beyond storyline out of that, if they can fucking limp along enough to do that. But I'm sad because it's going to be garbage.
Have you ever, speaking of being critical of canon...
Sure.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying...
keep talking about a movie we've already done a podcast on.
I'm just saying that movie could have been really good with a couple of small rewrites. That's... it. That's the only
part
I had problems
with. Zack Snyder and his
wife
pay all the money to make these movies. They do whatever they want. Like, you don't get...
And that's fine, but, you know, I don't really...
They're the Kathleen Kennedys of the DCMU.
I just wish that they would be better at writing and that they understood how dialogue works.
DCCMU.
DC.
Cinematic Universe. Okay, there's a lot of C's in there. But, I was watching... Joe sent this video in the chat the other day, and it was a video about a guy reviewing Warhammer Quest, and it's called The Best Part About Warhammer Quest. And throughout the video, this vaguely European guy, and I think he's Scottish or British, but I'm not sure because I'm pretty racist.
Is that the same one who did the Gloomhaven one?
No. That guy is really cool, too. That's the no pun intended people.
He's Eastern European, but...
Yeah, not that guy. Okay. No, this guy is clearly either Scottish or British, and I can't... And it's... you'll see it later.
Regardless.
I'll send it to you. But he does these videos, and he's like, the best part about Warhammer Quest is this. And I thought it was actually
he's
a fairly...
Northern English, I think.
And I watched a video of him reviewing some other stuff, and I figured, pure neckbeard, right? Like, he's...
He sure looks...
The Warhammer Quest thing is talking about a game he loves, and that's why he's able to talk about it. But
it.
I was...
I forgot about that video.
So surprised that the review that he put out about some, like, the Warhammer Quest, the new one, like, the Silver Tower or whatever. This is, like, post-Age of Sigmar, huge fallout with everybody in GW.
Pissed,
He was being very objective about it, and I was impressed also, and subscribed to his channel purely based off the fact that he proved to me that he wasn't a neckbeard.
Well, so the best thing about HeroQuest, wasn't it?
Yeah, HeroQuest.
So when he first did that one, I was laughing.
He did one about Warhammer.
Quest. Well, I believe it. And the thing is, to make that funny, you have to be very erudite and knowledgeable about what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you just come off like a total, like an idiot. But when he did that, it was so funny because he hit the nail on the head for all of it. The best thing about HeroQuest is the miniatures. Yes, the miniatures are the best part. Like, the whole thing, they're pretty cool. But, like, every single thing he, like, touched on was something that people adore or are obsessed with.
Like about the game, yeah. Like, and so, I went in expecting...
Bullshit.
Like, well, I went in expecting... my YouTube recommendation list is plagued... anti-SJW, like, white guy talking about how social justice warriors are terrible, like, red pill videos. Shit. And I'm like, I wish you wouldn't, YouTube, because all I really like watching is board game videos, and you keep suggesting to me why Kathleen Kennedy should be fired for making Solo, and, like, why rebellions against the Star Wars franchise. It's like, and it's weirdly just Star Wars stuff. And so I'm getting kind of sick of that. So I'd assume that every time it suggests a video for me, that's what it's going to show me, and then I have to, like, go through the rigmarole of saying, please don't ever suggest something like this on YouTube. Yeah. And so that was really helpful. That was really cool. The other set of videos I saw the other day that I may or may not have sent you were the alternate rules ones. The ones from Dragon's Lair or the Dragon's Horde, where the guy's talking about the rules for, like, Catan.
Oh, I saw that
stuff.
One, yeah.
And he's like, he takes the components for these games and he makes up a completely fake and new game for it.
Wrong.
But sounds completely legit.
And it's
like,
so wrong.
And it's done in such a way that if you didn't know, like, anything about the game and you accidentally found his video, you might actually think it was played that way. Like,
if you're like, that's kind of a weird way to use tiles, but okay.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, maybe they're just there for art. I mean, games have done weirder stuff.
Right? So that I saw the Catan one, and it's funny because I've only played Catan once and I never really followed what was happening.
Uh-huh.
So I watched the Catan one, and it was fucking hilarious.
Because you're like, this actually sounds like more fun
and
than
I said,
Catan.
Like, it does. It makes more sense than the Catan game that I remember playing a long time ago. Like,
he did one for Carcassonne, too. And Carcassonne is this game where you lay tiles down and try to do all this junk. But he basically said, he's describing it as, it was a post-apocalyptic world where the city's been destroyed and you're trying to collect carcasses. That's why it's called Carcassonne. And they're like, oh, God. That's so good. Like, that's so good. And he did one about Ticket to Ride, which he talked about. It was basically...
I'm going to have to watch those.
You're going around the United States trying to collect dumpsters because you're a trashman on trash routes. And if you collect all your trash cards, you get to win the game. And it's just like, God, it's like, how does he do it? Like, so how does he come up with these, like, completely alternate rule sets?
One of my
games?
Favorite things to do is explain things wrong to people.
Yeah.
As a joke. And, like, in the martial arts context, it's going to be one of my favorite... The whole... Like, we... derive a lot of inspiration from and Kung Pao Into the Fist. This is Wip Lo. We teach him wrong as a joke. And that whole element of my face to fist technique, and I'm bleeding, making me the victor. Like, that whole thing has informed a lot of my humor. And in fact, even the guy I studied with in Scotland, Paul McDonald, loves that movie.
The guy you're gonna go see again?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. He loves that movie, and he that's been a joke throughout, like, all of my martial arts training is you know halfway through explaining something, you might just suddenly switch to teaching it completely wrong because it's funny, and then hopefully the person you're teaching understands that. So it's like when you're throwing a cut, what you want to do is you want to get your hips lined up first and just jut those right out there. And then you want to imagine the body is a catapult. So you want to fling your whole body in front and then haul the sword behind you. Don't worry about exposing your body to the enemy weaponry. They'll be too terrified of the cut coming in to stop you. And then, like, so that kind of satire will always, always sit well with me. I fucking love it. There's a couple of Hema guys that do that, too.
It's great. I highly suggest it. Yeah. That was a purely Sitsock episode.
That was very Sitsock. Good luck, future Kendrick, in tagging that shit, and good luck coming
up with
a title.
It's going to be great, because you're going to have so many tags to choose from.
Yeah, there are some times where I'm like, we haven't actually had a topic, because we just rambled, so, like, there's not really a tag I can put here, because we just sort of talked for a long time, and there's not really something I can tag. But sometimes the title is
German,
like, right
Bakeries,
there.
Old Town Arvada, Casa Bonita.
It's going to be tag heavy. And the title will be somewhere in there. So, and the other day, actually, we were recording, and I was thinking, this is going to be a really good opening pit, like, cold open. And I hope I
remember.
I hope I think that when I'm editing.
When you're listening to it, yeah.
Because I'll be like, that is garbage. Why did I think that? Fucking idiot, Past Kendrick.
Well,
so
like, comment, and subscribe. Whoa. We did that earlier, too. We talked over each other when we said our names.
Yep.
Which would be a cool soundbite, or it'd be terrible.
Maybe it's not.
Bye.
You decide.